Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. Week 11 waiver wire ads. Here we go again.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. The time is now. What's happening, my friend?
Man, you know, what a weekend of football. You know, we had a couple great teams on bye, so I didn't expect any great games. But, I mean, five of these games were decided by a walk-off field goal. So, I mean, that's like an NFL history moment right there. Great game of football. Great weekend.
Yes, sir. A lot of guys kicking it real good this week, man. But for those of you that didn't get the W, don't worry. Your teams are coming back, and we've got some waiver ads to help you out. But first, before we get into the waiver wire ads, we got to get a word from our friends at Thrive Fantasy. Guys, check it out. Right now, Thrive Fantasy has got some offers for you. Right now, man, new users get up to $250 price match, which nobody does that, Trey. Nobody does that. And right now, for new users only, you're getting free squares. Right now, you can get Joe Burrow, 0.5 passing yards. That's free money. Also, Patrick Mahomes, 0.5 passing yards. You know this guy's going to throw the ball. And, hey, for our basketball lovers, we got LeBron, 0.5 points. And Wednesdays right now, pick 3 and 4 payout boosts. Again, win more Wednesdays, Trey.
Yeah, man. Love us some Thrive Fantasy. Get you guys on there. Use promo code 4thandflex. You're going to get a pay match up to $250 deposit. Get you some dough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love me some money, man. I've been winning on Thrive, man. So get in there and get you some. Get you some.
Do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But hey, we are here and it's waiver wires. Let's go ahead and get into some quarterback waiver wires, Trey. Let's go ahead and find out what's on the wire. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's on the wire, man? We're going to start off with our quarterbacks, as I've already said, jumping right into my guy, Russell Wilson, or should I say your guy, Trey. Russell Wilson, 45% rostered, man. Hey, they went out, beat the Bills, man. Big things going on over there. 24 of 29, 193 yards and 2 touchdowns. So Russell Wilson, man, coming in, you know, all throughout the year, he's basically been semi-fantasy relevant, but still sitting over on the wire. So go and get you Russell Wilson, man. He's doing things.
Yeah, man. He had a couple rough weeks there in the middle of the season, but at the beginning, he was looking like a great quarterback. Now he's looking like an even better quarterback for fantasy. I think Russell Wilson's a great fill-in or maybe even a rest-of-the-year starter, especially in super flex-type leagues.
For sure, buddy. We're going to see how things go. We're going to see how it goes.
But moving on to our next quarterback waiver wire ad, it has got to be the man, the myth, the legend, Joshua Dobbs. Now, he's 60% rostered, but if he is available in your league, you need to grab this dude up. He was 23 for 34, 268 yards and 1 touchdown. He had 8 carries on the ground for an additional 44 yards. I mean, this dude has had 27 fantasy points in 3 straight games. On multiple teams, I mean, and he walks into a new team, new offense, and is still putting up points for fantasy, getting dubs for the team, and that's without Justin Jefferson. Just wait till he returns.
Yeah, buddy. Joshua Dobbs, you had way more faith in this man than I did. I tell you what, they are loving him in Minnesota right now, my friend. So Joshua Dobbs, great fill-in. Get him on your team. Get him on your team.
Do it.
Hey, before we move on, Tommy popping in. Yo, yo, broskies, what's happening,
what up, Tommy?
Tommy? That's our dude right there showing love to the 4th and Flex boys as per usual. as per usual. But we got to move on to the next quarterback on our list, and it's a guy, I'm talking a guy, Baker Mayfield. Okay, Baker Mayfield, still only 54% rostered in sleeper leagues, went 18 of 29, 279 yards, two touchdowns. Your boy Baker's coming in, doing things, making Mike Evans' life great, man, good things. Baker Mayfield, man, when that offense is clicking, as I've previously said, Baker Mayfield can help your fantasy team.
Yeah, man, you know, Mike Evans having a quiet, amazing year. You know, if you look at the stats, it actually looks great. Nobody's talking about Mike Evans, but Baker Mayfield's putting that career on, you know, with him. So, you know, this team has obviously had some rough games, but Baker Mayfield, man, great fill-in, I think.
For sure, for sure. Love me some Baker.
Moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad, it's got to be some Jordan Love. 21 of 40 for 289 yards and two touchdowns. Now, I know it's looked a little up and down for the Packers, but Jordan Love, a lot of the Packers games are going to be them coming from behind, and that means the quarterback is going to be chucking it, and Jordan Love loves to do that. So get you some Jordan Love for your team. I mean, they got the Chargers coming up. I think he's going to be a great super flex option this coming up week in a high offensive game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jordan Love, man, doing his thing over on the Packers, slowly but surely figuring it out. Seems like he's getting a little better each week, man. Jordan Love, get him on your team. Get him on your team.
Do it.
Do it. You heard your boy. But yes, that is our quarterback waiver wire ads for week 11. Week 11, Trey. That's insane.
I know, man. It's just, you know, you got to keep pushing, got to keep. I mean, it feels like the season just started, but it also feels like we've been in the season forever.
So. Yeah, exactly. No, I feel you, brother. Exactly. I feel you. I feel you. But let's get to some running back waiver wire ads for week 11, starting off with a guy who's been hanging out on IR for a little while now, and that is Khalil Herbert. If you've been watching this show at all, you know I'm a big supporter in Khalil Herbert. I love me some Khalil Herbert. Was really high on him coming into the season. Still only 61% rostered in sleeper leagues. Like I said, he is coming off of IR. Last week, he logged three practices, but still they didn't feel like it was going to be okay to start him. I'm thinking people were kind of getting sick of Herbert when he was in. He wasn't doing amazing every week. That consistency wasn't always there, but I think this guy's going to come back with a vengeance, and I think he's ready to take the reins.
Oh yeah, man, I've got him on IR in a couple leagues, and I can't wait to put him back in my lineup. If he's available in your league, he needs to be rostered. I promise you, Khalil Herbert is going to take off.
Boom, baby, boom. I like it.
Moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad. It is my start of the week last week, and now he's moved on to my waiver wire ad of the week, Devin Singletary, baby. We gave away his jersey. David got the dub with that one. Devin Singletary only rostered 55% on sleeper. He had 30 rushes for 150 yards and one touchdown. He's got the Cardinals coming up. If Damian Pierce is still out, he is a must start. But even if Damian Pierce comes back, he's going to be flex worthy at best.
Absolutely, buddy. We kind of talked about Singletary a little bit in the preseason. We were kind of hoping and thinking that he was going to get on that offense and do his thing. We didn't know Damian Pierce was going to have to go down to make that happen. But your boy Devin Singletary went off last week, guys. So if he's out there, you need to grab him up.
No doubt.
But moving on to the next guy on our list, it's Keaton Mitchell on the Ravens. Listen, 39-yard touchdown, got that, looked beautiful, by the way. Also, this guy's catching passes, 33-yard catch and run. It seemed like the second half of the game, he kind of shut him down a little bit. He only got four carries. But Keaton Mitchell, man, still with the carries that he did get in the first half, was better than a lot of running backs that we have a lot of faith in. So Keaton Mitchell, man, if he's on the wires, grab that dude.
Yeah, Keaton Mitchell, you know, I was kind of worried it was kind of a game script thing last time, but he got work this week again. I think he's a great fill-in for your team. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pay King, I see you, buddy. We're going to get you here in just a minute, my friend. Get you here in just a minute.
Jumping to our next running back waiver wire ad, it is Ty Chandler for the Minnesota Vikings, only 15% owned on sleeper. Now, this past week, he had 15 rushes for 45 yards and one touchdown. He did fill in for Alexander Mattison, who went out with a concussion. Normally, when a player gets a concussion, they're out the following week. Ty Chandler has a great matchup against the Broncos, going to come in and get all the work. Great fill-in for this week for your running back position.
Yeah, there's that guy, Joshua Dobbs, again, jumping in, making guys relevant. Ty Chandler, I like it. Doing things, making big things happen, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the running back waiver wire ads. We got to get to them wide receivers, Trey. And I'm going to go ahead and start us off on the wide receiver list with Trenton Irwin on the Bengals playing Thursday night. You weren't a big Trenton Irwin supporter. And, you know, he didn't do anything amazing, but he got a touchdown, Trey. And touchdowns sometimes will be enough to make him just a little tiny bit relevant. And honestly, this is basically more for your deeper leagues. And as long as T. Higgins is out, I think Irwin steps up to be the number three on this team. He's a deep ball threat. He got two catches for 54 yards and a touchdown. Trenton Irwin, man, I thought he would do something. You know, he did a little bit. I like it.
Yeah, man, you know, it's definitely a hit or miss situation, but when it hits, it hits. And it's a great fill-in for you if you're looking for somebody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad, Mr. Noah Brown himself. Only 37% rostered, which is crazy because this man has 325 yards in 2 weeks. This week he was 7 of 8 for 172 yards. I know Nico Collins is out, which is probably inflating these numbers slightly, but I think even when Nico Collins comes back, I think he's going to take more work from Tank Dell type situations. I think Noah Brown is going to be great rest of season. I think he is a great add, if not maybe a league winner, Josh.
Ooh, Noah Brown, man. Come from the Cowboys last year. I saw flashes of this guy, saw him on the depth chart in the beginning of the season. I thought for sure Noah Brown would do something. He didn't do nothing for the first half of the season, but he's starting to take off. He's taken his opportunity, and he's running with it, my friend. So Noah Brown, if he is out there on the wire, you definitely need to pick this guy up.
Yeah, man. Do it.
Do it indeed. Do it indeed. Moving on to the next guy on this list, a guy who's kind of had some troubles as of lately. That's Zay Jones. Zay Jones been on IR for a lot, big part of the season, man. He should be sitting on the waiver, if not on somebody's IR spot. Zay Jones, you know, he come in, he does his thing. The Jaguars are going to figure it out. And I think with Zay Jones there, it makes them a better team, Trey.
Without a doubt, Zay Jones definitely has a boost to this team. Gives them better options out there for Trevor Lawrence to look to instead of just Christian Kirk, because Calvin Ridley really hasn't done much either. I think this is definitely going to balance this offense out when Zay Jones come back, and I think he will definitely be fantasy relevant.
Whoop, whoop. I like it, Trey. I like it.
Moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad, it is Jaden Reed, who has been on the waiver wire show before, but had a couple down weeks. He's 31% rostered on Sleeper, but he was 5 for 5 for 84 yards and a touchdown. He has 27 catches and 4 touchdowns on the year, which is not insane, not incredible, but for a fill-in flex, it's worth it.
For sure, for sure. Jaden Reed, like you said, on the show previously, kind of had a little lull there in performance, but he's slowly starting to get back. We're seeing more out of him than we are from Christian Watson on that team, man, which is terrible, terrible stuff.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's our wide receiver waiver wire ads. Let's get into some tight ends, Trey. Let's get into a couple of the big fellas. I'm going to kick us off on the list with a guy who went off as far as tight ends are concerned, and that is Tyler Conklin on the Jets. 7 catches, 70 yards. 7 is this guy's lucky number. Tyler Conklin, man, I know it's scary with Zach Wilson there being the quarterback on that team, but Tyler Conklin found a way, getting plenty of receptions. I had some bets on him getting enough reception. He had to get at least 3. Your boy got 7. Tyler Conklin, man, great tight end add for your team.
Yeah, man, I love me some Tyler Conklin. And when you said, you know, Zach Wilson, you know, being worried about Zach Wilson being the quarterback there, actually tight ends, I like tight ends with bad quarterback play because it normally means that they're not going to throw it deep. They're going to check it down to their tight end, which is exactly what Zach Wilson does and gets Tyler Conklin those PPR points, yep. Get you some Tyler Conklin.
Yep, 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 yep. And Tommy says, Zay Jones was arrested domestic battery charge on Monday. Yes, sir, I know that. It was a misdemeanor domestic battery charge. And I don't know if it's going to have anything with the team. From what I've read, he's still going to play, and he's going to probably suit up this week, Tommy. So just to let you know.
Yes, sir. So go ahead and add him. Be ready to start him this week, but do monitor. You know, if the league does come out and have any kind of repercussions towards it. If it does, I think it won't happen until at least after this week. Normally, they take more time to discuss those things. And who knows? Maybe he comes out and has a great game to try to help him out.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe the charges get dropped and nothing ever comes of it. Right. But maybe he goes off because he knows he's got to.
Right. Exactly. Moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad. It's got to be Michael Mayer, 17% rostered on the Raiders, the team that is climbing with the Dubs. He was 3 of 5 for 19 and 1 touchdown, so not great stats. But Aiden O'Connell is really starting to like this. He's really starting to get the offense together. And this Raider offense is on the rise. The new coach and everything they're doing over there, I think Michael Mayer is going to be a good ad for you at a tight end position if you are looking.
Absolutely, buddy. I loved Michael Mayer coming into the season. He's finally kind of got a slow start, but he's finally starting to get his feet under him. And, you know, Aiden O'Connell likes this guy. And if the quarterback likes him, then you need to like him for your team.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving on to the next tight end waiver wire ad for week 11. It's a guy that's probably going to be more of a deeper league kind of guy. But if you're having issues, Tanner Hudson might be able to help you out on the Bengals. The only thing is the Bengals have like 4 tight ends that they're using on a consistent basis, but it seems to me like Tanner Hudson is slowly becoming Joe Burrow's favorite of those guys. 6 catches, 33 yards, nothing crazy, but every week his role is increasing, and as volatile as the tight end position is, and it always has been in the last few years at least, Tanner Hudson could possibly help you in a deeper league, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. You know, this team is relying heavily on tight ends lately, especially with T. Higgins out of the games. Tanner Hudson is getting out there and showing that he is worthy, and Joe Burrow is giving him the ball and making it worth it. Yep. So get you some Tanner Hudson on your team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, and this is probably my favorite one out of the group that we have, but he's a little bit higher rostered than these other guys. So if he is available in your league, go out and get you some Trey McBride. The man was 8 of 9 for 131 yards. He led this team in targets, receptions, and receiving yards. Kyler Murray is back and looking pretty good, and the Cardinals are ready to go at the tight end position with Trey McBride.
Yes, sir. As soon as Zach Ertz went on IR, Trey McBride came out swinging. We saw a little hope from this tight end last year, but again, Zach Ertz came in and kind of took things over. Trey McBride getting his tight end 2, I believe, on the week. Love me some Trey McBride.
No doubt.
What do you like Trey McBride because his name's Trey too, or what?
I mean, it definitely is a benefit.
I thought so. That is the waiver wire ads for week 11. We got a couple of comments. Let's see. Pay King, what's happening, my dude? Drop 1, Foreman, Watson, Pierce, Charbonnet.
You know, at first I was like, man, I really don't want to drop any of these guys. But then I was like, actually, mm-hmm. I have no problem, honestly, dropping Pierce, Watson, or Charbonnet. But you know, for me, I think the easiest option for me, it really depends on what the rest of my team looks like with running backs and wide receivers, but it's between Watson and Pierce for me, depending on how my running back versus my wide receivers.
Of course it is. You've completely given up on Damian Pierce, haven't you?
Gag bag. That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but still. Charbonnet is getting a little more work. Christian Watson, hasn't done anything, to be completely honest. Devonta Foreman, we got Khalil Herbert coming back, but did Devonta Foreman show enough to remain a helpful back in that team? I think so. I think I'd go I drop Charbonnet if I had to drop one.
I feel you. It's tough, but I'm definitely holding on to Foreman regardless.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And Tommy says, I want to put a waiver claim for Khalil Herbert, but I would have to drop Hunt. Thoughts?
My thoughts are that, you know, Hunt has not been just amazing, but he's been mildly consistent for, you know, a fill-in flex position. Khalil Herbert is going to be that with a way higher ceiling. I think I would definitely do that.
For sure. I like it. Hunt, he did get a touchdown last week. He's managed to get a touchdown and stay semi-relevant, but I think Herbert could fill in that, at the very least, do that kind of work.
Exactly. And you want to win the playoffs. You don't want to just make it to them. And you got to make big plays to do that. And I think getting Khalil Herbert on your team is the big play you need to do, Tommy.
Well said, my friend. Well said indeed. More great advice from Trey coming up right now in Trey's top 3D.
All right, so I got my top 3D. These are the defense streamers for this week that I like. You know, not a lot of great ones for me this week, but I got the Commanders defense against the Giants. Obviously, you saw what the Cowboys just did to the Giants. The Giants have been terrible all year. I think they got 7 touchdowns on the year. I think the Commanders defense is starting to step up, and I think we'll definitely put in some work against this Giants offense. Secondly, I have the Jets versus the Bills. If the Jets are available in your league, the Jets defense has been on fire, and the Bills offense, you never know what you're going to get out of it. And a lot of times when they go against a good defense, they get taken advantage of. So I think the Jets are a good stream this week. And lastly, I've got the Titans defense versus the Jaguars. I know it didn't look great last week for the Titans, but the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence has one of the most highest turnover rates on the year. Defensive points are scored a lot of by turnovers, so the Titans defense going to get them some.
I like it, buddy. I like it. Guys, if you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex for your boys. We're giving stuff away. We gave away a Devin Singletary signed jersey last week, and we're always giving away more stuff, guys. So don't forget to hit that button for us. We appreciate the love. Yes, sir. Thank you for those three top streaming defenses this week, Trey. We appreciate that. Much, much love. But now it's time for Trade That Dude. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trade That Dude. We're giving you some sell highs, some buy lows. We're going to help you get them trades before that trade deadline hits, if it hasn't hit already. Trey, what do you got for us this week?
So my Trade That Dude, my sell high this week is a guy who has been pretty rough the last several weeks. Finally had a good game this week, but I don't think it's going to continue rest of season and into the playoffs. I'm hoping to get really good value out of this player, but I think you can probably do that to a certain somebody who sees that he did good this week. And that is Kenneth Walker, baby. That's my sell high.
Selling high on Kenneth Walker, really?
Yeah, man, it's been rough. He finally had a good game. You know, Charbonnet's getting in there, getting some work, slowly and surely taking more work away. I would just rather have a more consistent guy that I can rely on week to week.
For sure, for sure. Guys, I see the comments down there. We'll get to them in just a second. Interesting stuff, Trey. Interesting stuff. I love Kenneth Walker, and maybe it's one of those names on the back of the jersey type things that won't let me get rid of him, but I'm going to hold on Kenneth Walker at least a couple more weeks, my friend, because he was killing it first half of the season.
I feel you.
But let's get to my sell high. This week, I've got Brian Robinson on the Commanders. Had a great week. Running back 1 this week. Good for you, Brian Robinson, doing your thing. But listen, buddy, this is the first week that you have been basically amazing. I mean, under 10 fantasy points each week. Right now would be a great time to shop Brian Robinson, and maybe somebody will buy it after that dynamite week.
Yeah, man, you know, Antonio Gibson is getting constant work in this. They actually both did great this week. Mm-hmm. You know, there's definitely going to be quite a bit of weeks where Brian Robinson is not going to put up the numbers you want for your team, so maybe you can sell him high.
I like it.
Moving on to my buy low this week, it's got to be Scary Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. Nothing too great out of him, but still consistent. Even had a bad week, it was still relevant double digits for fantasy. But he's had some greater weeks before that, and I think you can go out, get him for cheap right now, and I think he's going to be good for your team rest of the season. Shop around a wide receiver that's going up and down and up and down. Get you something more consistent like Scary Terry.
Oh, Scary Terry, man. I got Scary Terry on a team, and it's been, frankly, kind of scary this year, my friend. Scary Terry. Yeah, I'm ready for him to go off, buddy, because I'm holding on him for just at least another week or two, man. I mean, maybe I should shop him around, Trey. Maybe you're giving me some great advice right now, my friend.
Who knows?
Let's go, buddy. Let's get to my buy low this week, and it's got to be James Conner. James Conner. Look, we were already hyped up. James Conner, here he comes, hits the field. Kyler Murray and them do great. James Conner didn't do very good. Hey, man, look, he's getting there. He's rehabbing. He's kind of getting the feel again, man. James Conner's going to get in there. I think the people that held on James Conner for as long as they did, seen him come back, do nothing, and they're like, man, I wasted a roster spot just holding on to this guy. So James Conner, man, I think is a great time to go and get him because I think he can help you out through the playoffs.
No, I definitely think James Conner is a great ad, you know, and I think you can get one of these guys that you grabbed off the waiver and trade for him. You know, I don't know, somebody like I would be willing to trade like a Tank Dell for James Conner, man. I really think so. I don't think Tank Dell's is going to continue with the greatness that he has. And I think James Conner is really going to step up down the stretch. So that's a trade that I would be willing to do.
That's a good one. Yeah. Tank Dell. Yeah, that makes sense.
And what'd you pay for Tank Dell?
You know what I mean? Nothing. Sitting on the wire. Exactly. But yeah, great stuff. Great stuff. That's trade that dude, man. Some trades, some good stuff. Real quick though, TS popping in. Do you guys like Minnesota's defense this week and rest of season?
The only defenses I like rest of season are the Niners and the Cowboys and maybe the Browns. I'm big on streaming different defenses every week outside of those. If I don't have one of those three, so I don't like them rest of season, but this week, I don't even know who they're playing. Do you know who the Vikings are playing this week?
Not offhand, my friend.
When I was looking at my 3D streaming defenses, I thought it was a decent matchup, but I didn't think it was an amazing one. So I don't hate it, but I would try to pivot to something better if I had options.
I will say that, Minnesota's defense has been pretty, pretty great. Minnesota does have one of the easiest schedules rest of season is what TS is saying there. So, and their defense is doing great, man. So if you don't feel like playing the old switcheroo game, maybe hold on the Minnesota defense until they give you a reason not to.
Yeah, do it.
And Pay King says drop Bills for Dolphins defense.
Dropping the Bills for the Dolphins, man, that's tough for me. It's tough to drop the Bills defense. I know that the Bills have not been the team as of later years, but it's hard for me to drop the Bills for the Dolphins. But the Dolphins, man, the Dolphins have been on fire.
Yeah.
So I don't hate that at all.
No, yeah. And TS said that the Minnesota plays Denver this week. Do you that? So,
yeah. Well, they almost made my list, but then Denver, I mean, you see what Denver's been doing, yeah, man. It's kind of insane. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Bills.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think does Joshua Dobbs have what it takes? I think he does. But, you know, this defense is going to have to put in work. And it's crazy to say the defense is going to have to put in work on the Broncos offense because the Broncos offense have been abysmal this season, but somehow are pulling off dubs. So,
yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right, my friend. I'll tell you, a lot of times when the offense is clicking, everybody's really excited about Dobbs coming in and doing his thing. When the offense is clicking, the defense feeds off of that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
When they're feeling it, my friend. And I like Minnesota's defense. I have them in a league, and I have been holding on to them for a little bit. So it's going to be interesting. TS says, drop Howell for Purdy.
Ooh. Yeah, man, I don't know. Howell's been on the rise, yeah, man. He's been looking pretty good. What was he like, quarterback three on the week this week?
Quarterback three.
You know, I know Purdy feels more consistent. I get why you're asking this question, but I just think that I would stick with Howell for now, honestly.
Yeah, I'm holding on Howell too, man. He's been up there. He's been at least top 15 the last couple of weeks. I think he had one bad week in there, but he has been up there in the rankings, man. So I'm holding on Howell for sure.
I don't know that has Purdy had a top 5 week this year.
I'm not sure. I have to. It didn't stick out in my head.
Touchdowns. You know what I mean?
Right. It would. I feel like that would have stuck out in my head. Exactly. It didn't stick out in my head. So. But yeah, great questions, guys. Don't forget to hit that like button for us. We helped you. Now help us, please. We appreciate it. Appreciate the love. But now it's time for the gag bag. The gag bag are players that we are done with, tired of waiting on these guys to do what they need to do, man. The gag bag. Trey, who do you got for us this week in the gag bag?
Yeah, man, this hurts my heart because I love this player. And last year he was amazing, but he got put to a new team this year. And it looked great at the beginning, but until the lead running back came back on this team and took over, and now this dude is just irrelevant. And that is Jamal Williams. I mean, 1.2 2 points a week is not relevant for fantasy. Alvin Kamara is killing it. Jamal Williams, it's just not him this year. I'm ready to let him go. If you have him rostered, you can drop him like it's hot.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Throw him in the gag bag. Jamal Williams, it's sad, buddy. I hope you're at least getting those toys and nerd stuff on the sidelines from your fans, my bud, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
But moving on to my gag bagger this week is a guy that also kind of hurts my heart a little bit too, my friend. And it's somebody that really has had his moments and still could possibly have a few moments out there, but I am not going to wait on it, my friend. And that is George Pickens. Look, Deontay Johnson came back. Pickens is just slowly falling to the wayside, getting a couple catches here, a couple catches there. Nothing that's really, really working for me, Trey. So that's why I'm throwing him in the gag bag.
Yeah, man, George Pickens, you know, I had a lot of hype on him in the offseason, and it hasn't been amazing, but it hasn't been terrible in the beginning of the year. Now that Deontay Johnson is back, it's looking a lot worse. I agree with you that I am done with George Pickens for this year. I think next year I'm going to look right back where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. George Pickens, man. Like I said, he could have a week or two where he goes off, but the problem is I don't have a week or two to waste on hoping it happens.
Exactly.
George Pickens. Terrible, terrible stuff. But, hey, now it's time to move on to our Thursday night football starts and sits. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thursday night football, going to be a good one. This week, we've got the Bengals at the Ravens.
Over-under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has the Ravens picked to win by 3. No, I like the Bengals to get the dub here. You know, I have yet to take the Ravens to get the dub this year, and I'm going to be consistent with that, and I'm taking the Bengals.
Okay. My boy does not like the Ravens over here. I will say this. Every time the Bengals and the Ravens play, it's always a hard-fought match. They just know each other so well, division opponents. I feel like I'm taking the Bengals in this matchup, too. Bengals get the dub. But let's get to some Bengals starts in this game. I'm starting Joe Burrow, starting Joe Mixon, starting Joe Mama. Just kidding. Starting Jamar Chase. Tyler Boyd, I think, is startable in this match. Deeper leagues, as I've said earlier, Trenton Irwin. I mean, I'm deep leagues. You could possibly start. And if you're desperate for a tight end play, Tanner Hudson could help you out in a pinch, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it. I like it a lot. Jumping to my Ravens starts, it's got to be Lamar Jackson. It's got to be Gus Edwards. You need to start Keaton Mitchell. Mark Andrews, I know he had a rough week, but you still got to keep starting this man. And welcome back, Zay Flowers. Finally having a great game. I'm ready to start him again this week, Thursday night.
Okay.
But I know Odell got a touchdown, but it was on 2 receptions, and he's questionable as always. Go ahead and sit him.
Yeah. Oh, Odell, man. Yeah. I mean, he's had a good couple of weeks, I will say. Odell Beckham has been a frequent flyer of our gag bag. But, yeah, Odell, can you keep it up, buddy? I hope you can. I want to be wrong on this one, man, you know. But, yeah, it's going to be a good game, Trey. I mean, I'm excited that we're getting a good actually primetime game. It seems like lately we've had a lot of stinkers, a lot of type games, and I feel like Bengals and Ravens is just a classic, you know?
Just wait till Monday night, baby. Eagles, Chiefs.
Woo! That's going to be a good one. Oh, I can't. You bet you can't wait to see who I pick as the winner.
I already know.
well, we're going to find out anyways. Tune in Friday to the Starts and Sits show to find out who we pick as the winner of all these games. Guys, don't forget to hit that like button for us. Please, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching somewhere else, go over to YouTube and hit the like button and subscribe if you have not done that already. And guys, again, don't forget to check out the sponsors of this show, Thrive Fantasy. Right now, new players get a $250 deposit match by using the promo code 4thandflex. There's also a link down in the description. Check that out, man. Great guys over there. Great stuff. And free money. And who doesn't like free money?
Exactly.
Guys, if you like some of the fantasy advice you got here, check out our Patreon. It has officially launched, patreon.com/fourthandflex. Be a part of our extended family. Get in a group chat with your boys, man. We're going to help you with some one-on-one action with your team. And Trey, I've told you time and time again. And what is it that I've told you?
That we got merch.
We do got merch, my friend. We got hats, shirts, cups, anything I can slap a logo on, I'm going to do it. Check out, and it's in the description, man. Support the show, support your boys, and come flex with us.
Do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.